I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Milwaukee Bucks, boy, what a weekend it was. On Friday night, 60,000 fans downtown as you packed in 40-plus at Miller Park, and then you packed in another close to 17, 18, 19, 20 down at the Fiserv Forum. And to talk more about that Milwaukee Bucks team that has yet to suffer a loss, host of the Bucks postgame show, or the basketball postgame show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Spark, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Bill.
So, what have you taken away from the early portion of this season regarding not just Bucks but NBA basketball in general?
There's not a whole bunch of defense, and there's going to be a ton of jacking threes across the league this year. And you've seen that early on that a lot of these teams are shooting 35, 40 threes on a given night. And those that aren't, seemingly, are going to be left behind, which is what people have been crying about with the Bucks for the last couple of years with Jason Kidd as coach. Clearly that has changed. And they have determined that if you're open, even if you're John Henson, who had two threes the other night, take the three and just keep firing them up and hope you make a bunch of them. That's essentially it. And what it's doing is it's creating spacing and creating driving lanes for Middleton and Giannis and Bledsoe and so forth. So that obviously is a positive, too.
The interesting thing, I did the Time Warner Cable show, or the Spectrum Sports show, with Ted Davis the other day. And what some of the guys around Giannis now give, because Giannis is one of the best percentages and the highest scorer inside the paint. We all know that. But now, it used to be where Giannis started to move to the basket, everybody collapsed on Giannis because they weren't hitting the three. Now, they've got guys that can shoot it. You can only assume that this is going to benefit Giannis in the sense that the lane is now not going to be occupied by three and four guys. It's going to be occupied by maybe one and two, of which he can still overpower. So this game with the outside three should benefit Giannis in a big way.
Funny, the personnel's not all that different, is it?
Yeah.
And you've added Ersan Ilyasova, you've added Brook Lopez, obviously, and those are the two main contributors of the guys that you've added. And then you added a draft pick in DiVincenzo, who's played fairly well. I don't think he played as well, not necessarily this last game, but he played pretty good the first game. He's getting 20 minutes a night. And these guys are obviously getting better at it. And you hear the stories on Fox Sports Wisconsin about Budenholzer pretty much telling Eric Bledsoe and sending a guy to work with Eric Bledsoe this summer on doing nothing but shooting threes. Just keep shooting. That's all he did all summer was practice three-point shooting. That was clearly the plan coming into this thing for everybody to work on their three-point shooting, and this is how they were going to attack it. And so far, so good through a couple games.
We have seen, or is this the beginning of the end, maybe should I ask you, the end of the mid-range jump shot?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just don't know. I mean, it appears that way. I mean, on the outside looking in, it looks like you're not going to have as many of those jumpers. It looks like it's going to be, like I said, a bunch of three-point shooting and not at the line three-point shooting. Hell, you could be 3 feet behind the three-point line and just go ahead and jack it up anyhow. Let's see what happens. And it's going to be interesting, I think, to see how people react to this. I think, obviously, if you're a Bucks fan and you win, you're going to be happy. You're going to like it. But it'll be interesting to see how NBA fans react to it. Draymond Green just came out last night and pretty much said that there's pretty much no defense right now in the NBA and that everybody's pretty much doing the same thing as far as just jacking up threes. And Rick Carlisle was kind of critical of it as well, talking about how there's just missiles flying all over the place throughout the given game with three-point shooting. It'll be fun to see how the fans like it. Do the fans like going and watching each team shoot 40 threes and not be a lot of else going on? Are they going to get down with that or not? I don't know. I guess we'll see.
How do you feel right now about Budenholzer's rotation as a whole? I mean, I know it takes a little while, because Kidd used to just drive us crazy, because it'd be mid-January, and he said he's trying to figure out his rotation. Seems like Budenholzer got things together within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, he's got a pretty consistent rotation. It's interesting that Dellavedova, not getting minutes. I mean, he got four chunk minutes at the end of the previous game as to Conan, but for the most part, Deli pretty much has been aced out by DiVincenzo for that guard spot. And as long as DiVincenzo plays well, I'm assuming Dellavedova's not going to get that spot back. Considering how much Jason Kidd and those guys liked him, it's now pretty much at the end of the bench is pretty interesting.
What do you like right now that you see, and what do you dislike right now that you see?
I like the offense, the spacing and everything. I think the offense looks really good at this point, for sure. Nothing that I necessarily dislike, but I still want to see if, on the defensive side of the floor, you know, can Giannis keep up this crazy pace of 14, 15 rebounds a game? I mean, through the first couple of games, that's what he's doing. And you know, everybody looks at Brook Lopez and says, well, he doesn't rebound the ball. And those pro Brook Lopez guys say, well, that's because he's got a body on somebody else's guy that allows the rest of the team to rebound. Okay, that very well may be. And through the first two games, Bucks are out rebounding their opponents. That's a stat that I want to continue to watch throughout the year and see if that continues. Because if that continues and they shoot the three well, they should win 50-plus games. I think on Friday on our afternoon show, I predicted 52 wins. I'm the only one on the show to predict over 50. So if they can shoot the three well and defend halfway decent, and by today's standards, it doesn't even have to be all that great, they should win 50-plus games. And then it's going to come down to what I think is the deciding factor is, can you win a round of the postseason? Because that, for me, is what this season's all about.
Right.
You can win 52 games. You lose in the first round, well, I mean, that's nice that you did what you did in the regular season, but we're no farther than we were before.
Some of the guys in the back end of that rotation, let's start with Thon Maker. Give me your thoughts on what Thon needs to bring to the table this year, because 2 years ago he was really good in the postseason. We thought that was going to be kind of the springboard into last year, and he just didn't develop. And now he finds himself third, fourth on a depth chart that is third or fourth at best.
He can find himself inactive is what's happening. And he's another guy that's kind of – Budenholzer has come in and said, oh, I mean, this is nice that you were a part of this, but we're trying to win now, so you're not going to be a part of it. And when Kidd was here, I think they were more willing to develop and continue to go down that path. Now we're in a new arena, so the development aspect of it, I think, may have gone out the window, and they're trying to win now. And that's why you draft DiVincenzo, who was probably more NBA-ready than some of the younger players that were out there at that point in the draft. They needed somebody to shoot the basketball to help them immediately, and that's why they drafted DiVincenzo. And Thon very well may be developing, but until he gets to the point where Budenholzer thinks he can help him win right now, he's not going to play. And that pretty much just crashes any stock he may have had coming to this point.
What about DJ Wilson? Give me your thoughts there.
I didn't like the draft pick when they made it.
Right.
I still don't like the draft pick. He's not going to get on the floor either. He's another one that's inactive, and that's the guy that was supposed to be that forward that was going to stretch the floor. So you would think, based on the offense they're playing right now, he'd be a perfect fit for it. I mean, essentially, Ersan Ilyasova is what you were hoping he was going to turn into, DJ Wilson. But again, you got to remember with him too, because he's a younger guy. You know, how long are you going to let him develop before you give up on him? I know a lot of fans have given up on him already. I'm assuming the coaching staff hasn't. So he'll just have to continue to work and try to get himself on the active roster and then maybe into a game or two.
What do you think of the win over the Pacers? A lot of people are making a big deal about this. And to a certain extent, I get it, because the Pacers are expected to be one of those teams that should be hovering right around the top four. Same with like Philadelphia, obviously Boston. Toronto's a good basketball team. But it's hard for me to get that excited about a win, even though it's a win over what we consider to be a good team, in only the second, third game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting all crazy about it. I thought it was a good win, though, because I think the Pacers are going to be a good basketball team. But again, it's early. And I think Sabonis is a really good player. I think they got really a good roster in Indiana that the Bucks will probably have to contend with in the playoffs at some point this year, and they'll have to contend with in order to win this division. Now, winning this division isn't as big of a deal maybe as it was in years past, because four best records at the top four seats type deal. But I still think it's a big deal if you are the Milwaukee Bucks. You win this division, you should have one of the three best records. I would think it's going to be Boston, Toronto, and the Bucks. I'm just not sold on Philadelphia yet being better than the Bucks this year. Some are. And then, you know, you get home court advantage and see what happens after that. So if you can win the division, I think that's a huge bonus pop. Get the fans excited. Get to hang a banner. I think they have Central Division banners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get to hang a banner or whatever, and get some mojo going into the postseason, and something to talk about going into next offseason.
Knicks coming up tonight. You guys are going to have the postgame show. I know the Knicks are down a little bit. Kevin Knox with that ankle sprain. I can't believe Tim Hardaway Jr. seems like he's been in the league for 82 years. But Trey Burke, solid player. They've got a decent center in Cantor, but they should beat this New York Knicks team going away, right?
Oh, for sure. No Porzingis, no Knox, like you said. Yeah, I would expect they should be able to take care of them rather easily. But again, like everything else, if they don't shoot the three, anybody will be in a basketball game against this team if they don't shoot the three. So that's what we'll have to wait and see. If they continue to shoot the three well, they're going to be able to roll on certain people. And they rolled on Indiana, and I would assume they'll roll on the Knicks tonight. And you go to some of these websites, you can get super cheap tickets if you want to go check out the new arena tonight against the Knicks. I saw tickets on Friday with prices as cheap as $8 to sit in the upper deck.
Yeah, it's been good. A lot of people really enjoyed it, too. So, Spark, good stuff. Enjoy the season, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Sounds good. See you.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.